Are you counting the days until springtime? A few words of caution today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Hey mom, tired of getting paid peanuts working for someone else? Tired of that job interfering with trying to be a good mom? How'd you like to be in total control of your time and make as much money as you want to? Go to income57.com for free information on hundreds of work-from-home business opportunities from the Moms Business Network.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
What mom wouldn't want to fire their boss, still make great money, and have the freedom to live the life she wants?
I was working as a corporate executive. I never had time with my family. Then I got downsized. I decided I was never going to work for anyone again. What I like about this is I get to be my own boss, work at home around my family, and provide a great lifestyle.
Go to income57.com for free information today. That's income57.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week. That's income57.com. Income57.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 11th, the 42nd day of the year. Jennifer Aniston celebrates a birthday, and Thomas Edison was born on this day in 1847. There's an old phrase you sometimes hear around this time of year, winter's back is broken, meaning the season's worst is behind us. But here's a taste of just how unpredictable the old man's departure can be. Last year's brutal New England winter left a 75-foot-high snow farm in Boston's Seaport District. A local paper took notice when the last of the white stuff had finally melted. The date of the article? July 14th. Folks in the snow belt know that even if winter's back is broken, he can certainly convalesce for a good long time. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for today. Learn more and find the weather outlook for your region at almanac.com.